News Talk on demand. Interruption-free audio. Where you want it, when you want it.
No. The dog's name's not Boo, it's Sailor. We've got Frisbee Rob joining us on the phone right now. And Rob McLeod, man, you were the star of the weekend with that performance by you and your dog, Sailor, halftime at the game that the Riders came back and won, by the way, on Saturday out at McMahon. Thanks for joining us this morning, Rob.
No, thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, I was looking back over your life as a Frisbee guy. You've been doing this for a good number of years. You've got 6 Guinness World Records. You've got 13 World Championships. You're a Frisbee ambassador. You're a motivational speaker. So for people that don't know the story of Frisbee Rob, you and your dog, Sailor, talk to me about how that all played out Saturday for you, the distance involved and what you were able to do at the football game in Calgary.
Yeah, it was such a surreal experience. There was just so much lead up to it and, you know, marketing and interviews all week and just promoting it as much as I could. And then all day Saturday, it was just pouring rain. The rain stopped about 2 hours before kickoff, and it was just an absolutely perfect night. Crowd was amazing energy, you know, both the Riders and the Stamps fans, and they're sort of intermingled throughout the whole stadium. Sailor caught every single throw. He scored 3 touchdowns. They put off the fireworks a couple times. And I have a lot of friends in Saskatchewan, so they were pretty happy because they get to watch me and Sailor, and the Riders also won, so good for them.
Oh, it was awesome, man. I'll tell you, though. But up till that point of the game, Riders fans would say the third and fourth quarter were for the Riders. But up till that point, you guys were the star of the show, man. Like, for people that haven't looked at the video, and I've got it up on my show page on Facebook, and I tweeted it out as well, what's the distance? What exactly did you do there?
Yeah, so our goal is to go end zone to end zone. And, you know, in sort of dog sports, the whole goal is to catch it at a distance where the disc is. But in football, it's you get the football and then you run it. And so Sailor scored some touchdowns, and so our longest throw and catch was 109 yards, but then he did run it in. And it's been neat to watch it on. It's been on TSN SportsCenter and sort of all over. My friends have been sharing it in the U.S. as well, and everyone's saying, you know, it's much shorter because they don't get that a CFL field is that much longer than an NFL field. Yeah. So that's been an interesting opportunity to educate people a bit.
I saw somebody on Twitter after your performance said, TSN ditch the panel. Just give us more of Frisbee Rob and the dog. Tell us about Sailor. What kind of a dog is Sailor? How old? How long has Sailor been doing this?
Yeah, so Sailor is a border whippet. So he's a mix of a border collie and a whippet. So he loves to sleep. He's just upside down right now in front of me, actually, getting belly rubs. And we've been competing together for, I think, about 4 years. He's related to Davey Whippet. So Davey Whippet is the dog that I have the Guinness World Record with. And so it's been an honor to continue competing with my friend's dogs. And he's just an amazing, amazing animal. Just loves to work, and he did so well. You know, we were watching the game in the stands. He was wrapped in a blanket, and then we got on the field, and he was ready to go.
Oh, isn't that nice? So for people that haven't seen the video, you're in the end zone. You've got the Frisbee, and Sailor, your dog, is right there beside you. You throw the Frisbee. Sailor runs the full length of the field and catches that in the other end zone.
Yep.
Oh, that's just incredible. How did you get to the point where you can throw a disc that far?
Yeah, it's a big thing I promote in schools is physical literacy. So I didn't really get into and really start playing Frisbee until after high school. But I did a lot of track and field in high school. So it's a lot of it is just about getting the mechanics and the technique down. And then over the years, you just spend a lot of time and realize you can throw it pretty far. And I like throwing it pretty far. And so it's been quite a journey, and just really excited to see where this continues.
You're a motivational speaker, too. What's your message that you take to people?
Yeah, the biggest one, I think, is just encouraging kids to find their thing. You know, my thing is Frisbee. Didn't find it until after high school. You know, a lot of these kids are doing what other people tell them to do instead of just doing things that they enjoy. And then also just resiliency. So learning through failure. We fail a lot. You know, we happen to have a really good day on Saturday with all 7 catches, but I've had a lot of competitions with Sailor where we didn't get a single catch. So it was just really nice to be able to show that and you know, bring that message into schools and just say to kids, like, even if you have world records, you know, it doesn't mean that you don't fail. It probably means that you failed more than most people have ever tried, actually. So just, you know, keep going and don't give up.
Good stuff. Good for you. Frisbee Rob, Rob McLeod. Give Sailor a scratch for us. Everybody loves their dogs, and good on you for doing it. And what a show you put on the game on Saturday. I've got the video up, as they say, on my social media channels. People can take a look at. Continued success, Rob. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Brent.
You bet. Rob McLeod, Calgary. Frisbee Rob. See the video of him and Sailor. God, how throws the Frisbee the full length of the football field. Dog runs all the way down and grabs it. Just a delight to see that.